I'm Heidi Holton. Thanks for choosing this KAXE KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. This is Northern Community Radio, and it's a place where you can hear local people's stories, the folks who are living in northern Minnesota. It's a way to connect with each other during a pandemic like what we're all living through, which we none of us have ever lived through before, the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of people are affected in many different ways. I've been thinking a lot about the folks who work in schools this week, and we're happy to have with us Susie Loeffler. She is a teacher in Deer River Elementary. What grade, Susie?
Fourth grade.
Well, thank you for being with us. Thank you for this extra hard work you guys are doing right now.
Yeah, it's a brave new world. We didn't sign up for this. We're looking at each other like we usually have a child buffer.
Yeah.
This is a lot of adults.
Yeah. So what's it like? So what's going on right now? Are we talking, you're in your classroom right now?
I am. I'm in my empty classroom right now, and it's sparkling clean thanks to the custodial crew and a great crew of paraprofessionals who volunteered to deep clean. They did my room in 15 minutes. I think we could all learn a lot from this group.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what are you working on? What are some of the priorities right now?
Right now is a planning time. This week and next week was given to us by Governor Waltz to plan for what it would look like if we didn't come back on the 30th. So we have been talking as a whole school, talking as a district, and talking as team, as grade level teams, to try to figure out how to get our education out to our kids. It's been really interesting.
So is it going to be strictly online? Like,
no, we can't at this point guarantee that everybody has access to e-learning, and we need to make sure that this is equitable. So right now we are planning things that are all paper, pencil, manipulative things that we can send home to houses. The plan is to deliver out our teaching and learning kits with the food deliveries, I think, is the plan.
Yeah, tell us about the food deliveries.
Oh, well, apparently we were here in Deer River more on top of it than anybody, and just because we're so used to dispersing food, you know, we have our summer program, and we just sort of kicked into the same sort of process, but we were getting food out on Wednesday to families. The paraprofessional group helped with that, and of course our incredible food service. And there are checkpoints all over the district where they're bringing vans full of food. Our transportation staff is on as well into this, and food got out right away.
Susie, have you had parents reach out to you and maybe get some advice on how to maybe, you know, teach their child at home during these times?
Well, it has been made very clear to us that homeschool is not something that's an expectation right now until the 30th.
Okay.
So no. I mean, a lot of us have put it out on social media. If parents need support, if they need ideas, if they need to keep their kids busy, definitely reach out to us. But for the most part, I think we're all just sort of getting used to a new normal and trying not to pressure those families.
You know, for us here at KAXE, we've made a lot of changes, and so we're not open to the public anymore. Only some staff are here, and we find we're having to kind of keep each other. You know, some days you're feeling good, like we're doing good work and we're going to plow forward. Other days you're just like, what is this? You know, you're just up and down. How are you guys coping with that with each other?
I think we're really thankful to have each other.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of feelings around reporting to work rather than working from home. But the truth is I think most of us are happy to see each other's faces. We know that we can go to each other's classrooms or send a text at least if we need to vent or cry or need new ideas or whatever it is. I was assured, by the way, that I could cry on the radio and nobody would judge me.
Yes, absolutely. Because we'll be crying with you. I think that's right. Part of it. I kind of broke down yesterday when I got home, and it's like you still have this thing in your head that you're not supposed to do that. Oh my gosh, did I feel much better after I did?
Yes. I think we're all carrying a whole load of stress and tension that we don't even know about.
Yeah. There's no doubt.
All right, I'm about to cry. Susie,
No,
that's okay. Hey, besides this, you got to keep yourself healthy. You got kids.
Right.
You got to figure this out. How are you doing in that sense?
Well, I'm lucky that Deer River has expanded their healthcare worker and first responder child care to educator kids as well. So my 10-year-old can come here. My 14-year-old can't, so she's with my brother today, which is great. And hopefully my parents can take her a little bit next week. It's just, it's weird because as a lot of you know, there's some struggles with mental health issues in my house. And so you add that extra stress and anxiety we're all feeling and then compound it to people who have anxiety to begin with. And I mean, this is a strange and difficult time.
Yeah, it seems like we're not doing enough justice to talk about people who have mental health struggles. We got to reach out to them. We got to make sure that they're all right. And, these difficult times are making their situations much worse. I don't want to be a downer, Susie, but it's going to be obvious, isn't it, that students who are going to be learning at home, they won't have that teacher instruction, that one-on-one that maybe so many of them need. So it's probably not going to be the best, but it's going to be good enough. I mean, I don't know how to say that.
Well, I think mostly at this point we are focusing on making contact, making sure that those kids know that we are still here and we are still supporting them and care about them and their education. I've gotten texts from students so far. We are going to make as many different online things available as possible. And I know that our district is working very hard to get access and devices to kids who don't already have them so that hopefully maybe they can see a video every day of their teacher. Yeah. I mean, that would be the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Susie, I don't think you answered this part. How are you taking care of yourself in this? Is there like a specialty cocktail, a walk, books?
Doggy.
Cocktails?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm talking about myself, of course.
Yeah. Dan and I are discovering that since I don't have all of these social places to be and choir has been canceled, that we get to watch shows together, which we've been missing. So that's fun.
What are you watching right now?
We're watching Hunters. It's on Amazon Prime.
Oh,
and it's
is that
about,
good? Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it with Al Pacino, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's terrific.
Really?
Yeah. Violent. So
well, that's all right.
Sensitive to that,
wrong.
But, I mean, it's outstanding.
Hmm. Huh, okay.
How about your doggy? How's doggy doing?
Oh, he's doing great. He likes it when we're home.
Yeah. Someone said on a Facebook post the other day that the winners during this horrible situation are everybody's dogs because people
are going to be
with their dogs and
now.
Cats more. Yeah. Sorry. Horses, everything.
I heard it was a conspiracy from all of us to get to spend more time with our dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. But what other stuff are you doing to make sure that you're okay?
Well, and this is going to sound really cheesy, but I really appreciate that I work in a place that I do. You know, we might not have signed up for empty classrooms, but I've got a group of people here, and it's including administration, who are all so supportive of each other. So I'm feeling pretty good, and I feel like I'm actually doing something, which is maybe not a privilege that everybody has right now.
Yeah.
So, Susie, in your regular classroom, do you do a little bit of art, or do they go to a different classroom to do art? Is it still involved?
We have music specials, we have technology specials, which involves a lot of STEM activities. And they have a culture class where they do some art and, of course, gym class. I try to squeeze in art projects here whenever I can, and there's a little bit more of that once state testing is done. But they don't have regular visual art.
Good. Well, at least you're implementing some art in there, because I was thinking art is a good thing for kids to do while they're home right now, too.
Absolutely. I know our special teachers are sort of coordinating, you know, between music and STEM and culture and sending home maybe some origami kits and different things like that. It's going to be a time for us to get really creative, and that's sort of exciting.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. Keep in touch. Let us know what's going on.
Thanks for your passion.
Yeah. Have a great day.
Well, thanks for spending so much time there, you guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Susie. Susie Loeffler teaches fourth grade at Deer River Elementary. We're going to be talking to the superintendent of schools of Nashwauk and Deer River in our extra hour.
That gross?
Yep, about 9:10. So make sure you stay tuned for that. If you've got a teacher, an educator in your life, or someone who's a paraprofessional or drives a bus, be kind, especially kind to them. Lots of extra weight on their shoulders at this time.